The church has many characteristics that it derives from God and that reflect his character. For example, the Apostles' Creed mentions that the church is holy. But how do we know what that means? Well, since the church derives its holiness from God, one way to understand this characteristic is to look at the holiness of God. So then, what is God's holiness?
The holiness of God means that he is uniquely and supremely superior to and above everything in creation. It also has a moral element, which means that God is completely separate from sin and evil.
You know, holiness is really the first thing said about God when we think of, especially the Old Testament, how he reveals himself. He is the Holy One of Israel. The most important part about being holy is that he is separate from who we are. He is distinct from us. And the first way in which most of us can most clearly understand how he's distinct from us is morally. What it means for God to be holy is that he is absolutely perfect. And when we think of imperfection, well, the most clear imperfection to us are the moral imperfections of our lives. God's holiness actually explains just about everything about who he is. But when we think most essentially about what we have to know it means for God to be holy, it means that there is no sin in him. There is no temptation to do evil in him. There is no shadow of turning in him. He is absolutely morally perfect. He is quintessentially, totally, in an undiluted way, holy. The most important thing we can know about him is that he is holy. And to understand that God is holy, the most important thing we can know about ourselves is that we are sinners desperately in need of his forgiveness. What did Isaiah say? He said, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." When we understand God's holiness, everything falls into place. And we understand that the one true and living God is first defined by the fact that he is perfect.
In many ways, the idea of God's holiness is fundamental to his nature, to our understanding of that nature. The word holy is not very frequent in ancient Near Eastern literature. It occurs a fair number of times, most of those, though, relating to things that belong to gods and not talking about the gods themselves. But fundamentally, it defines that which is extraordinary, that which is somehow outside of our ordinary experience. And in the ancient Near Eastern literature, it has no moral quality at all. It couldn't, because the unclean gods are holy, the clean gods are holy. The good gods are holy, the bad gods are holy. They're extraordinary, they're other. What happens in the Old Testament is that this word becomes dramatically significant for describing God. It occurs more than 800 times in the Old Testament. And it refers then to God's absolute otherness. What the Old Testament then says is, really, there's only one being in the universe who is other. Those gods, they're not other. The wind, the rain, the storm. And then you make your God out of a block of wood and plate it with gold. How could you call that other? No. We have met a God, though, who is not the wind, who's not the rain, who's not the sun. He is other. And there's only one truly other. That means you can talk about holy character now. His character. It's fascinating to think that it's theoretically possible holiness could mean brutality if the one holy one was a brute. If the one holy one was cruel, holiness would mean cruelty. But praise God, the one holy one is love. He is truth. He is right. He is pure. And so then, God's holiness not merely describes his essence, he is the other one, but it also describes his character. And the great good news then is this one who is the other with whom all of us have to do and whom all of us will one day stand before. This other is characterized by nature like this. So to understand that God's holiness is expressed in these ways then begins to help us understand what he means when he says, you must be holy as I am holy. He doesn't mean we've got to become gods, that we've got to become transcendent, but he does mean, I want you to share my character and how the world needs character like his.